WGIL Sports play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision.
And now, the WGIL Sports Broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Don Moore's Gym, Alleman High School, getting ready for our national anthem. Kind of an awkward position. I think the flag's down here toward me, so everybody's looking at me on the stage, so... Our national anthem here from Alleman High School. I can't remember exactly where the flag's at. It's not directly behind me. It's somewhere down on this end of the floor, nonetheless. But all right. Well, let's go ahead and start off with our starting lineups here tonight for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And Grace Nelson will get the start. Grace, a 5'2 junior. Also, Cadence Leidick. Cadence, a 5'6 junior. Abby Davidson, 6'1 junior. Audrey Peck, a 5'11 senior. And Lauren Livingston, a 5'8 senior. So the Streaks in their road charcoal gray with white numbers, white trim. As the lights go off, so they can use the spotlight here at Alleman High School. And I can't even see my Alleman roster at this point. I guess I could use my phone as a light. How about that? They will start... At one guard, Avery Rangel, a 5'5 junior. They've got two Avery starting and an Annabelle. They got more A names on their team than we do, I believe. Avery Schmidt, a 5'9 senior. Annabelle Niehaus, a 5'6 senior. I guess Avery Schmidt's a junior, excuse me. Claire Holke is a 5'10 freshman. And Caroline Adam, a 5'8 senior. Of course, Alleman coached by Steve Ford, the former Moline head coach. And the Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle. All right, so getting ready to get things underway here tonight. Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball here on the Laser. The Streaks and the Alleman Pioneers, three to go. This is one of the three. Two of the three are with the Alleman Pioneers, so we'll see them tonight. We'll see them Saturday night at the Fieldhouse at Galesburg High School. The Streaks will have the ball to start the game, as is the rule this year, as the road team gets the ball to start. All right, Alleman in their home white with dark green numbers and Kelly green trim. And Lauren Livingston will inbound for the Streaks. Looks like Alleman's going to come out. Let's see, are they in a man-to-man? Looks like they'll come out in a man-to-man defense. Lauren Livingston to inbound. Gets it to Grace Nelson. She'll set the offense for the Streaks. Gives to Lauren Livingston. Left corner goes to Audrey Peck. Back to Abby Davidson. Top of the key, it's Grace Nelson with it. Grace dribbles left. gives to Lauren Livingston. She dribbles left. Nice dump inside to Abby Davidson. Turns, they cut her off. Kicks it back out to Grace Nelson. Right wing, Caden Slidick. Top of the key goes to Audrey Peck. Audrey looks, gets it to Grace Nelson on high left side. She'll bring it out and reset. Good defense from the Pioneers to start. Grace on the dribble left, gets a pick from Audrey Peck. Picks up on the left wing and travel with it. First turnover, yeah, she shuffled the feet. I just noticed Audrey Peck is wearing number 50 rather than number 42 tonight. I don't know why, but well, doing her good. Maybe it's good luck. I don't know, but Audrey wearing a different jersey tonight. 7:25 to play here in the first quarter. No score. Alleman with the basketball. This is Schmidt, and she threw it out of bounds, trying to get it to the right wing to Holke, and threw it away. So the teams on their first each of their first possessions have turned it over. So the Streets will bring it back this way. It'll be Grace Nelson to set. Gets out high to Audrey Peck. Now it's Abby Davidson out top of the key. Looks over the defense. Gets to Cadence Leidick. Cadence dribbles left. Picks up. Grace Nelson has it out between the circles. Gets a pick from Abby Davidson. Goes right baseline. Stops. Picks up. Now inside from Audrey Peck to Abby Davidson. And there's going to be a foul. Couldn't get the shot off. But he collapsed on her. And the foul goes against, let's see, Caroline Adam. That is her first and the first foul in the basketball game. Grace Nelson will inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Audrey Peck, left wing, rather right wing. Top of the key goes to Caden Slidick. Now Grace Nelson with it. Grace gives to Audrey Peck out high on the left side, left to the center circle. Takes a dribble, gives to Abby Davidson out high right side. Right wing goes to Grace Nelson. Grace puts the dribble down, now gives to Caden Slidick between the circles. She'll dribble left, stops on the left wing. Tried to get it to Lauren Livingston, but Adam got in between and stole it away. So the Streaks, two possessions, two turnovers, 6.5 minutes to play first quarter. Alleman with the basketball. Avery Schmidt on the dribble out high, guarded by Audrey Peck. Dribbles to the right elbow, now brings it back out, top of the key. Left wing gives to Avery Rangel. Rangel pulls it back out. She's guarded by Abby Davidson. It's kind of mismatches, and that's just, they're a shorter team with no, they got one true post player, and she plays out a little bit as well, and now they've switched up. And top of the key it goes to Adam. Knocked away by Cadence Leidick. Cadence with the steal. Brings it down left side. Gets into the paint. Scoops it up. And the foul is going to be called. Is it going to go against which player? Is it going to be Schmidt? I thought it was Schmidt that got her. We'll see. Nope, they're going to call it on Adam. And that's going to be her second foul. Oh, they're not saying it was on the shot. Okay, well, she was trying to go up for the shot. But for Coach Steve Ford, that's two fouls on Caroline Adams. So quickly, he will get Sophia Fernandez in the ball game. She is a 5'5 sophomore. Grace Nelson inbound right on the right block to Abby Davidson. Fates puts it up short. Rebound knocked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks. They're going to say it went off the Pioneers. They were there along with Audrey Peck. First substitutions for the Streaks. Kiara Kilgore checks in, and Lily Hudgens as Abby Davidson and Caden Slidick will get a break. So Grace Nelson will trigger from the right baseline again. And looking, finally gets it into Kiara Kilgore. Kiara puts it on the floor, kicks out to Lily Hudgens. Now hands off to Grace Nelson. She'll set the offense for the Streaks. Grace on the dribble out high, goes left, picks up, gets knocked away, and Rangel comes up with a steal. So the third Streaks turnover. Avery Rangel that time brings it across. Nearly lost the ball. Now they get it out high to Fernandez. Now this is Rangel with it again. Rangel dribbles left, looks for some help, picks up, guarded by Lily Hudgens, and she traveled with it. So the teams, each with three possessions and each with three turnovers and no score yet, 5:20 to play here in the first quarter. Kiara Kilgore will trigger from in front of the Streaks bench. And Grace Nelson will bring it up. Gets Kiara Kilgore out high left side. Dribbles left. Kicks it out to Lauren Livingston. Left corner. Three-pointer is good. So with 5:10 to play here in the first quarter, first basket of the ball game, and the Streaks lead 3-0. Avery Rangel with it. Left wing goes to Fernandez. Out high left side it goes to Avery Schmidt. Now a steal by Lauren Livingston. Lauren down the left side. On the dribble, crosses over into the paint, pulls up, and is going to be a foul. And this is going to go, oh, they're saying it's on the floor again. She was trying to go up for the shot. That's twice. The foul went against Annabelle Nienhaus. And now we have got a timeout. This is going to be our under five timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:48 to play here in the first quarter. It's Galesburg 3, Alamo nothing. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Today, with pictures and video and our ability to collaborate with the family,
someone's final goodbye can literally be anything they want it to be.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
Whether it's Harley Davidson, the St. Louis Cardinals,
fishing, quilting, singing, or family, we want to find out what your loved one loved.
And then we can create a personalized farewell that really celebrates their unique and wonderful life.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Having bad credit doesn't mean it's the end of the road for you in your car buying journey. There are many car buyers with bad credit who qualify for financing on both new and used through YEM's credit acceptance program. This is Brandon Kinney from YEM in Galesburg. Whether you've been through bankruptcy, foreclosure, or have late or missed payments in your credit history, YEM can help get you approved. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help with our credit acceptance program at YEM.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks for the basketball out of the timeout. Grace Nelson the trigger on the right baseline. And it comes to Audrey Peck down on the right block. Hits it and one. Audrey Peck with a basket. And the foul is going to go against Claire Holke. That's going to be her first. So Audrey Peck, nice job, muscled that one up there. And she will be at the free throw line with one shot. Streaks lead 5-0. So Jim just got awfully quiet. I don't know why. Audrey Peck at the foul line. And her shot is up. Missed it. Rebound. Loose ball run down by Audrey. Couldn't try to save it and had to try to take a dribble, but dribbled it out of bounds. It'll go back to the Pioneers. So the Streaks with a 5-0 lead. It will be Avery Schmidt to trigger. And I think the official told to adjust her mask and now gets it into Avery Rangel. She'll bring it across, met by Lily Hudgens. Right wing goes to Annabelle Nienhaus. Now high on the left side, this is Sophia Fernandez. Top of the key goes to Holke. Holke dribbles left, picks up. Now Avery Rangel with it, pulls it back out, working against Lily Hudgens. Now right side, goes to the wing, now goes baseline, stops, kicks back out high to Avery Schmidt. Now left wing, Sophia Fernandez dribbles right, back to Avery Rangel, out high right side, now goes top of the key and pulls it back out by the center circle with 4:13 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with a 5-0 lead. Sophia Fernandez now over the right wing, tried to get it down to the block, and Kiara Kilgore is going to get called for a foul. Reaching, tried to get over in front a little bit. They were trying to get it down in the post to Holke, the 5'10 freshman. And that's the first foul on Kiara. As Sabby Davidson and Cadence Lydick will check back in, they'll give Lily Hudgens and Audrey Peck a break with 4:05 to play here in the first quarter. Rangel to inbound, right wing, it comes to Holke, top of the key, it's Fernandez. Working against Lauren Livingston, goes right. Right wing to Annabelle Nienhaus, down on the block and knocked away, and Cadence Lydick comes up with him. That is the fifth turnover by Alamon, but the Streaks return the favor as Cadence got called for a carry. So that's four on the Streaks now, 5-4 Alamon with 3:55 to play here in the first quarter. 5-0 is the Streaks lead. Sophomores a 46-15 winner here tonight over the Pioneers. Avery Rangel, left wing to Sophia Fernandez. Fernandez out high goes to Claire Holke. Out high right side, this is Nienhaus. Back to Holke, top of the key. Holke, left wing to Rangel for three. Missed it, and the rebound's going to go. I wasn't sure. I thought it went off Lauren Livingston last, but they're going to give it to the Streaks. I couldn't tell. It's at the. Oh, nope, now. Yeah, it did go off her. The official changed his mind. Yeah, I think he just pointed the wrong direction. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it went off Lauren, so it'll go back to the Pioneers. I think he just pointed the wrong way. I think the players started running this direction. For whatever reason. All right, so the Pioneers with it. Rangel inbound from the left baseline. Looking, finally gets it in to Schmidt. Now this is Fernandez. Gives to Rangel. She'll bring it back out and set, working against Cadence Lydick. Dribbles right. Gives to Sophia Fernandez. Now it's Holke with it. Goes to the free throw line. Now down the left side of the lane. Lays it up off the glass. Missed it. Lauren Livingston with a rebound for the Streaks. Lauren on the run. Left side. Goes to the wing, dumps it down to Abby Davidson in the paint, spins, and it gets knocked away. Now we're going to have a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward the Pioneers of the Streaks now with their fifth turnover with 3:10 to play here in the first quarter. 5-0 is the Galesburg lead. this Holke is going to be, the looks like, probably their next big star here at Alleman. Just a freshman, 5'10". She moves really well. She's not really a post player. They got her playing in the high post, but she can handle the ball, and she drove down the left side, didn't get the shot to fall, but she's going to be a very talented player. Now a five-second call. Good defense by Caden Slidick and the rest of the streaks away from the ball as Rangel was out there on the dribble, and that is now six turnovers for the Pioneers with 2:55 to play here in the first quarter. Grace Nelson brings it across, gives to Lauren Livingston in the left corner. Lauren, Kara Kilgore, now Grace Nelson on high right side. Gives to Caden Slidick, top of the key, and we've got a reach that's going to be called on whom? It's going to go against Avery Schmidt. That is her first foul, and that is five team fouls now on the Pioneers. So Lauren Livingston will inbound from the left sideline out toward midcourt, gets it into Grace Nelson in the backcourt. She'll bring it across. Gets to Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Lauren dribbles right, comes toward the right baseline, now brings it back out high. Now goes to Caden Slidick, tried to get to Abby Davidson down the block. I don't know if it got knocked away, but it was off Abby's hand, and the Streaks have now turned it over six times. 2:20 to play here in the first quarter. 5-0 is the Galesburg lead. This is Avery Rangel out between the circles, guarded by Caden Slidick. Good defense by Cadence again. Gets it out on the right side to Annabelle Nienhaus. Now this is Holke with it. Claire Holke fires the three. Good. Claire Holke, the 5'10 freshman, puts it up and in. And that is the first basket for the Pioneers at the 2:03 mark of the first quarter. Streaks lead 5-3. Under 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Lauren Livingston down on the right block. Spins into the paint. Puts it up. No good. And, oh, good hustle by Lauren. As she went up in the air, jumping out of bounds, and was able to throw it and knock it off of Annabelle Nienhaus. A heads-up play by Lauren Livingston off the miss, and the Streaks will have it on their own left baseline. Grace Nelson inbound, Audrey Peck, Lily Hudgens back in, as Kara Kilgore, Lauren Livingston get a break. And it comes to Abby Davidson, left baseline. Hands off to Grace Nelson, a runner in the paint, up off the glass. No, rebound comes away to Schmidt for Alleman. 5-3 Streaks lead, 1:38 to play. Now driving down the right side of the lane was Avery Schmidt. Puts it up and in, and a foul. And who are they going to call on this one? There's a couple of streaks there. Basket is good, and a foul is called against Audrey Peck. That is her first. And that's going to put Avery Schmidt at the free throw line with one shot, and the game is tied at 5. Into the Streaks lineup for her first varsity action. I believe that was Capri Ferguson that just came in. They have her on the varsity roster, but free throw is up and good for Schmidt, and Alleman with her first lead, 6-5. So Capri Ferguson in for the Streaks. She's got the ball, picks up out high left side. Left wing goes to Audrey Peck. Now it's Kara Kilgore back in. Now Capri Ferguson, top of the key in the paint, goes to Audrey Peck. Turns, puts it up. Can't hit. Thought they got her arm. Got her own rebound. Knocked to the floor. And it's going to go, oh, no, it's going to go back to Alleman. And one of the Alleman players is down. I believe that's Sophie Fernandez. She looks like she, I don't know if she hit her head on the floor or what. But now she's up. So it goes back the other way. I thought Audrey got fouled on the shot, number one, and then coming down for the rebound, looked like she took some contact too, and they both went to the floor, and Audrey lost it out of bounds. So it goes back to the Pioneers, 1:20 to play here in the first quarter, Streaks trailing 6-5, and we'll see a little full-court pressure from Caden Slidick. As now what do we got going on? The official is going over to talk to Coach Ford, and I'm not sure what about. No idea. Anyway, so, well, now we'll trigger. And in it comes to Holke. She'll bring it up for the Pioneers, left to the center circle. Clear Holke. Oh, nice job by Audrey Peck. Reached in and tapped it away out of bounds, and Alleman will inbound from just in front of the Streaks bench on the left sideline. Into the Alleman lineup, Annie Rouse, a 5'6 sophomore. 1:15 to play in the quarter. Streaks trailing 6-5. Rouse gets it in, goes into the backcourt, and Holke has to chase it down, and does. She'll be met at midcourt by Audrey Peck. Claire Holke on the dribble. Goes right wing. Gives to Nienhaus. Now to Holke, going down the right side of the lane, and lays it up and in. A little give and go there. Nice job, and Holke has five of Alleman's eight. Kiara Kilgore, top of the key to Capri Ferguson. Drives right baseline, runner up. Off the back iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Audrey Peck puts it up. No, looked like she got fouled again and couldn't get the second one. So Audrey, a couple of offensive rebounds. Now back the other way. It's Avery Schmidt lays it up and in. Now Alleman has a 10-5 lead. Capri Ferguson down court left side. Cadence Leidick, left wing, now penetrates. Pulls up with the 8-footer. Can't hit. Rebound corralled by Audrey Peck. Has to kick it out to Lily Hudgens. She has to run it down on the far sideline. Audrey already with three offensive rebounds. Now Kiara Kilgore has a tap of the key. Left wing, Capri Ferguson with it. Down on the left block, nice pass to Audrey Peck. Left hand up and in. That's her second basket, and it's 10-7. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Nienhaus brings it across left side. Gets out to Holke. Holke dribbles to the right elbow. Back to Nienhaus. Fires a three out high from the left side. No good. But Caden Slida got a piece of her, and she smartly went to the floor. I don't know if she hit her hard enough to go to the floor, but it was smart for her to go to the floor. As the buzzer sounds in the first quarter, that is going to put Annabelle Nienhaus at the free throw line with three shots. As time ran out here in the first quarter, 10-7 is the Alleman lead, and Nienhaus has a chance to increase that. And missed the first, but she's got two more. Nienhaus, second shot is away. Missed. Oh, nope, rattled that one through. Pretty much used all of the rim on that. And she'll get the third. Third shot is up and got that one. After you make one of them, makes it easier to get to the next one. All right, after one, it is Alleman 12, Galesburg 7. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Silver Street's Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. By Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Locks Roofing and Siding Incorporated. For roofing, siding, windows, gutters, or a complete overhaul, you can tackle all your home projects with one call to Locks Roofing and Siding.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Alleman Pioneers after one quarter. Alleman with a 12-7 lead on the Streaks. Neither team came out handling the ball very well. Each team with six turnovers in the first quarter. Streaks didn't score. They got the first basket of the ball game. That was with 5:10 to play in the first quarter. And then Alleman didn't score until there was 2 or 3 to play. But it's been a little bit better since then. So the Streaks will have it to start the second quarter. It will be Lauren Livingston to inbound. And it comes to Grace Nelson. Brings it across. Picks up. Gives to Audrey Peck between the circles. Left wing goes to Caden Slidick. Down the left block. Abby Davidson into the paint. Turns 10-footer. Bounces high and falls through. So Abby Davidson with her first basket and the assist to Cadence Leidick. And it's 12-9 Pioneers. Right wing, Nienhaus. Annabelle Nienhaus gives out high to Caroline Adam back in. She's got two fouls. Now it's Holke on the left wing. Kicks out high to Nienhaus on the left side. Over the top, got it inside to Avery Schmidt. Spins around to the right side and lays it up and in. She's got seven. Half of the Alleman points make it 14-9 Pioneers. Audrey Peck, top of the key, out high left side. Lauren Livingston fires a three. No good. Rebound. It was Abby Davidson trying to chase it down, and Holke trying to keep her away from it. And Abby trying to reach for it to knock Holke to the floor. And she's up and will go back the other way as it went off of the Streaks last. 7:10 to play first half, and timeout Streaks, 30-second timeout by Coach Massey. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And tonight's driving, I think with the same vehicle we drove the other night. This is a 2019 Altima SV, absolutely loaded. And pro-certified pre-owned, that means you can buy this vehicle with peace of mind and all the certified pre-owns, and they're going to give you a great deal, and they're going to take care of you. And, you know, all the guys here, I always enjoy going in there when I pick up the car and chatting with them. Of course, the owner, Jeff Klink, Chad Warren, Rick Sandoval, Nick Mardone, Dylan Klink, Royal Rice. They all do a great job, and they're all there. They're going to take care of you. That's why they are as successful as they are, because they take care of their customers. They're going to give you a great deal, and they're going to take care of you after the sale as well, because they want you coming back. And you should do just that. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. This is Holke with it on the left wing for the Pioneers. Gives to Adam. Knocked away by Abby Davidson. Grace Nelson comes away with it. So Abby with the steal down the right side. Grace Nelson can't hit the layup, and the rebound comes down to Avery Schmidt. Now Holke gives Avery Rangel. Now Avery Schmidt, top of the key, goes right. Gives right wing to Annabelle Niehenhaus. She fires a three. Good. Niehenhaus, her second attempt there, got fouled on the first one, made two or three free throws. Now quickly down the other way. Oh, Cadence Leidick had the layup and gave it up and tried to give it back to Lauren Livingston, and that was a mistake. Threw it too hard, streaks, turned it over. Back the other way, Audrey Peck with a rebound on the Alleman miss. Streaks have it. Now Abby Davidson on the floor. Cadence tried to get to her and a little bit behind, and Abby couldn't corral it, so the Streaks turn it over again. That's eight for the ball game with 6:12 to play in the first half, trailing 17-9 to the Pioneers. Left wing, Avery Rangel for Alleman. Puts it on the floor, gives to Holke. Now right wing, it's Niehenhaus. Now to Adam, and it gets knocked away by Audrey Peck. And another Alleman turnover, Lauren Livingston with it. Lauren stops on the left wing. Gets out high to Audrey Peck. Now Grace Nelson out high on the right side. Dribbles right, picks up. Now gives to Cadence Leidick, top of the key to the right elbow. Kicks out to Abby Davidson on the wing. Now back to Grace Nelson. She'll reset for the Streaks. 5:36 to play first half. Grace Nelson on the dribble. Picks up. Bounces for Audrey Peck out high on the left side. Now gets to Lauren Livingston out high. Top of the key, Abby Davidson. Looks over the defense. Yeah, got to get some help. Now puts it on the floor down the right side lane. The run up off the glass. Missed it. Rebound, Audrey Peck. Puts it up. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound again. Spins. Puts it up. Fades away. Can't hit, but she is fouled. I thought you got fouled on the first two shots, especially on the first one. But Audrey Peck's going to go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go against Avery. Who did it go against? Did they not call? I thought they called Avery Schmidt. If so, that's her second. I'm not sure. But Audrey Peck goes to the free throw line with two shots and hits the first. What a nice move by Abby Davidson. Had a top of the key, and the lane just kind of opened up. So she decided to go ahead and put it on the floor and take it to the basket. Just didn't get the shot to fall. Back in for the Streaks, Kiara Kilgore, Lily Hudgens back in with Grace Nelson, Lauren Livingston, and Audrey Peck. Second for Audrey is up, and no good. Rebound, nope, Lauren Livingston going to get called for going over the back on that one. Try to reach up and tap it away from Caroline Adam, and we'll take it back the other way. So I have, let's see, I'm not on the stage end of the floor. I don't have the big scoreboard, so I can't see the team fouls or anything. They don't have them on the board at the other end of the Don Morris gym here. 5:09 to play, 17-10 Pioneers. This is Rouse with it. Top of the key, Holke. Left wing, it goes to Fernandez. Puts it on the floor. Pass knocked away by Kiara Kilgore, but Adam able to run it down near midcourt. Gets it to Rangel out high right side. Dribbles left between the circles. Now left wing to Fernandez. Working against Kiara Kilgore, picks up, now looking for help, and finally bounces for Adam out near the timeline. She'll dribble left, now to Rangel. Rangel dribbles, top of the key, pulls it back out near the center circle, now back to the left, gets to Fernandez on the left wing. She'll dribble right to the left elbow, puts up the 15-footer, no good, but Kiara Kilgore runs down the rebound. Kiara on the run. Right side, gets behind the defender, up off the glass and in. Nice hesitation dribble by Kiara Kilgore. The defense kind of let up, then she blew right past her, laid it up and in, make it 17-12. Streaks trail 4:17 to play, first half. Left wing, Fernandez. Bounces for Adam, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Rouse. Rouse dribbles left, goes to the free throw line, lost it, now got it back. And it's stolen away by Lauren Livingston. Nope, now we're going to have a tie-up. Lauren tried, nearly had it, had to kind of dribble it away, and then got tied up by Holke. And the possession arrow points, I believe it's the Streaks, but we've got our under five timeouts. So we'll take one as well. 4:02 to play first half. It's Alleman 17, Galesburg 12. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago? And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
4:02 to play first half. Streaks trail 17-12. Tom Meredith here at Don Morris Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and Alleman Pioneers will see this team again Saturday night at the Fieldhouse. Of course, Friday night, the Rock Island Rocks, and those will be the last two games. Eric will be along with me for both of those. Friday night around 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 for the start, and then Saturday night it'll be early like this one, 6:40 for the pregame. And a 7 o'clock start as Alleman, well, they did field a freshman team, but got some in quarantine, just not enough to play right now. So they've decided just to end that portion of their season. Oh, I was wrong. It's Alleman basketball after the tie-up. All right, so the Pioneers will have it at midcourt. It will be Caroline Adams inbound. Streaks have Cadence Lydic, Lauren Livingston, Kara Kilgore, Audrey Peck, and Grace Nelson on the floor. Cadence Lydic will pick up Avery Rangel. She brings it across left to the center circle, picks it up, now gets it high post, and oh, that's a double dribble. Yeah, good call. The pass went to Avery Schmidt. She dropped it, caught it, dropped it, and then it bounced, and then she dribbled again, so got called for the double dribble. They don't always see that one, but it got called that time. Eric would be happy about that. He and I, that's one of those pet peeves that they don't call sometimes. Lauren Livingston, top of the key, gets a pick from Audrey Peck, dribbles right, down the right side to the block, pulls up, a little 10-footer, faded away, no good, but the rebound off the hands of Alleman, and Audrey Peck grabs it and puts it up and in. 17-14 now, and the Streaks come out with full-court pressure. Schmidt in the backcourt, and the ball, got knocked away by Kiara Kilgore. Good defense by Kiara. I wasn't sure if she had touched it or not, but it did go off Kiara last. And the Streaks they're going to drop back this time. So Audrey Peck with four offensive rebounds, seven for the ball game. 17-14. Rangel, top of the key, left wing, gives to Nienhaus. Left baseline goes to Adam on top of the three-point arc. She's trapped in the corner. Gets it out high to Rangel in front of the Streaks bench near midcourt. Streaks chasing all over the floor. Now Nienhaus right of the center circle. Picks up, gets it out high left side to Rangel. Stops and fires a three. That's way short. And the rebound into the hands of Adam. Shot blocked, though, by Audrey Peck. Quickly back the other way. Cadence Lydic, and her pass tapped away, and Adam comes up with a steal. So the Streaks with another turnover, unfortunately. First block for Audrey Peck. 17-14, 2:47 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing the Alleman Pioneers. This is Fernandez, right wing, gets out high to Schmidt. Working against Audrey Peck. Schmidt dribbles left, top of the key, spins back to the right elbow, splits the defenders, lays it up and in. Nice move by Avery Schmidt. Things got to open up for 9 for Schmidt, make it 19-14. Lauren Livingston left wing on the feed from Caden Slidick for 3, in and out, no good. Rebound to Fernandez for Alleman. 19-14 Pioneers, 2:18 to play first half. Right wing, three-pointer, Annabelle Nienhaus missed it. Weak side rebound, and sneaking in there was Fernandez, couldn't hit, and the second time around, Kiara Kilgore brings it down. Now it's Caden Slidick, right side, laid it up, can't hit, too strong, and the ball is going to go back to the Streaks. They're going to say it went off of the Pioneers going after the rebound. As Lily Hudgens checks back in, she'll give Caden Slidick a break. 2:03 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 19-14. Grace Nelson to inbound. Into Audrey Peck. Audrey on the right block, leans in, kicks it inside to Lauren Livingston, and we're going to have a foul called on the shot. Alleman was looking for a charge, as I don't. It was more of a flop as Audrey turned to go to the basket, and somebody fell down. I think it was Adam, but that's going to put Lauren Livingston at the free throw line, though, with two shots. Lauren with 3 points in the game. Now, still with three. That one ended out no good. She hit the first basket of the game with about 5:10 to play in the first quarter, a three-pointer, but hasn't scored since. 1:58 to play. Here in the first half, Streaks trailing 19-14. Lauren Livingston at the free throw line. Eyes the second one. It is up and perfect. So Lauren with four. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. Audrey Peck playing the ball. Now they've got a trap in the corner. The ball knocked away, but Nienhaus gets it back. Nienhaus now to Holke. They don't have it across yet. Might get a 10 call. It's got, yep, there it is. Oh, nope, Steve Ford called a timeout, 30-second timeout, because he knew it was close to being a 10 call, and they were not close to getting it across midcourt. So 1:49 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 19-15, so the full court pressure having some effect on the Pioneers, but doing it off a made free throw so far. And we'll see if Coach picks up with more pressure other than off the free throws. But been pretty effective so far. So turnovers kind of the story of the game, 9 apiece, and just has not been cleanly played. Much better, though, here in the second quarter than it was in the first. All right, Kiara Kilgore, Caden Slidek, Grace Nelson, Lauren Livingston, Audrey Peck in for the Streaks. 1:49 to play first half, 19-15 is the Alleman lead. It'll be Nienhaus inbound. It'll come to Rangel. She'll be met by Caden Slidek. Rangel on the dribble, right side. Over the top goes to Rouse. Rouse bounces inside to Holke in the paint. Pull up, 10-footer, no good. Audrey Peck skies for the rebound. She's got 7 in the ball game. Kara Kilgore with it, top of the key. Grace Nelson, left wing. Holds on. Now gets to Lauren Livingston at the left elbow. Lauren dives down left side, up off the glass and in. Lauren Livingston starting to light it up a little bit here. Quickly back the other way. This is Rouse with it. Left wing, top of the key. Holke lost the handle on it. Has to run it down. 19-17 Alleman, 105 to play first half. This is Rangel out in the center circle working against Kiara Kilgore. Left wing goes to Holke. Holke to Rouse out between the circles. Right wing to Nienhaus with 50 seconds to play. Now it's Rouse, top of the key. Dribbles left, gives to Rangel. She'll pull it back out. Now I'm not sure if they're working for one or just trying to find an opening. This is Holke, left wing, with it outside the three-point arc. Top of the key, it goes to Rouse. Out high right side, this is Nienhaus. Nienhaus tried to throw it over the top, and it's stolen away by Audrey Peck. 10 Alleman turnovers. Now Caden Slidek, left wing. Lauren Livingston for three. Good! Lauren, second of the ball game. Caden Slidek gets the assist. And the Streaks retake the lead, 20-19. Now the ball kicked away by Lauren Livingston on the full court pressure. Streaks do pick it up after the made shot there. So the Streaks retake the lead, 15.7 to play here in the first quarter. Nice job by Caden Slidek, the cross-court feed to Lauren Livingston for the wide-open three. All right, now the Streaks will drive back, and they'll pick up at midcourt with the exception of Caden Slidek. She'll guard in the backcourt and keep Rangel from handling the ball. So Nienhaus will bring it across, met by Grace Nelson out high on the right side. Now goes between the circles, goes left, picks up, gets to Schmidt out high on the right side with 9. Schmidt dribbles right with 7, now with 6. Top of the key, Holke with 5, now with 4. Crosses over, tapped away by Audrey Peck. Ball goes to 4, Grace Nelson with it. Gets the shot off from near midcourt. It's short. We have played one half of basketball. The Streaks come back and take the lead here in the second quarter. We are at halftime. It is Galesburg 20, Alleman 19. So Alleman ends the quarter with another turnover and the steal for Audrey Peck, which is her first steal of the ball game. But good job defensively late in that second quarter by the Streaks. So we're at halftime. It is Galesburg 20, Alleman 19. We'll come back with our halftime report, run down some halftime stats that we've got. Talk more about this one. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report, brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg and online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks girls basketball from WGIL Sports on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School, Tom Meredith. Eric Gibson will be back with me on Friday night and Saturday night as we wrap up the season. Streaks lead the Alleman Pioneers 20-19 here at halftime. So, Streaks, let's see, 13, I'm just trying to figure out the scoring. Let's see. Streaks outscored the Pioneers, let's see, where are we at? 13-7 in that second quarter after trailing 12-7 at the end of the first quarter. So the Streaks of the Pioneers and Alleman have been a kind of a strange season for them. They had the did not get to play early, had the entire school shut down due to COVID-19 concerns, and finally got back, and now their freshman team had a couple of cases again, so they've shut down their season, so it's been unfortunate for them. But the good news is they did get to play some basketball, and Steve Ford said he's really enjoying his time with these girls and the fact that they're getting to play. But he said he was kind of enjoying it anyway, and he said he's glad to be back coaching after coaching Moline for years and years, and gave that up to go watch his daughter play some college basketball, and said he just had the itch. He wasn't ready to give up coaching. He said he's about 3 years away from retirement as far as his teaching job, but wasn't ready to give the coaching up either, so he came over to Alleman to coach the Pioneers. Halftime, the Streaks leading the Alleman Pioneers 20-19 is our score. We'll see if we can get an update on the Galesburg High boys as they are taking on the Pioneers as well, playing back at the field house at Galesburg High School. Halftime, here it is, Galesburg 20, Alleman 19. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe in making room for everybody. We do that in person at 120 North Kellogg Street, where we have two different Sunday morning services, classes for all ages, children and youth ministry every week in safe ways. We also do that at firstumcgalesburg.org with worship services and other online opportunities to connect with God and others. Whoever you are, join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or at 10:30 or anytime at firstumcgalesburg.org.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago?
And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
The forecast from the Laser, a chance of showers overnight tonight, a low of 56. Breezy tomorrow with a chance of showers, wind gusts near 40 miles an hour, high of 68. Breezy with a chance of rain tomorrow night, a low of 50. Showers before noon Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, a high of 59. Right now it's 58 at Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, the Laser.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School, Tom Meredith. Thanks for being with me here tonight for Silver Street Girls Basketball Halftime. The Streaks leading Alamann Pioneers 20-19. Let's run down our scoring. First off, Lauren Livingston leading the way for the Streaks. She's got 9 points. They had the first basket of the ball game, which didn't come until the 5-10 mark of the first quarter because the teams were just exchanging turnovers prior to that. But Lauren hit a three with that basket. Then she came alive in the second quarter with a three, a two, and a free throw. So 9 points for Lauren Livingston, including a couple of three-pointers. Audrey Peck kind of keeping the Streaks alive in the middle there. She's got 7 points on three baskets, one for three from the free throw line, 2 points apiece for Abby Davidson and Kiara Kilgore, each with a basket. 2 3-pointers, 2 for 4 from the free throw line for the Streaks. Again, 9 turnovers in the first half for Galesburg. Also, Audrey Peck with 7 rebounds, a couple of steals, and a blocked shot as well. So Audrey having a good all-around game. A couple of rebounds for Kiara Kilgore as well. Let's see, a steal for Abby Davidson. Caden Slidick with a couple of assists and a steal. Pioneers led by Avery Schmidt with 9 points, 3 baskets, 1 for 1 for the free throw line. They only had three player score, 5 for Annabelle Nienhaus on a 3 and 2 for 3 from the line. She got fouled on that 3-pointer at the end of the first quarter. And then Claire Holke with 5 points on a 3 and a 2. She scored Alamann's first basket. That didn't happen until 2:03 to play in that first quarter. And it all turned quickly then because in that last 2:03, they ended up scoring 12 points in that first quarter. So Streaks were down 12-7 at the end of the first quarter, now lead 20-19. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg, or in Galesburg. I guess I'm not here in Galesburg right now. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. This is the final time for the girls this season, but Brad will be traveling in style for the last couple of games for the boys, and then starting next Friday night with a road football game up at Geneseo. But, you know, one of the great things, for instance, the vehicle I'm driving tonight, 2019 Nissan Altima, the pro-certified lifetime warranty. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, doesn't cost you a thing. It's just so much drivetrain assembly, the transmission, transfer case, the all-wheel drive assembly, and many parts of the engine all included. Then you can also, if that's not enough peace of mind for you, you can also purchase a further protection plan as well. Automotive Preferred Care Plus program, service contract, the best exclusionary coverage, and it covers a whole bunch as well. Let's see. Again, unlimited miles, unlimited time, and no risk for life, basically, is what it comes down to with that. So check that out. Check out all the new Nissans on the lot and on the showroom floor. They got the great new redesigned Nissan Rogue, the 2021 model. You're going to want to check that out. Some great technology, especially if you look at the Platinum Edition. And honestly, you know, as expensive as cars can be today, I was very pleasantly surprised looking at the sticker price on the brand new Nissan Rogue Platinum sitting on the showroom floor with all this great technology. It was way less than I thought it would be for what that vehicle is. It's newly redesigned. It's got a great new look, slightly bigger than the old Rogue. And the old Rogue was great, but just a new, more modern look. You're going to want to check that out. And all the rest of the vehicles on the lot. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home with a lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Halftime, just about ready to get the second half underway. Sophomore girls a winner here tonight. 46-15 was the final score in that one. And the varsity leading here 20-19 at halftime. All right, Streaks outscored the Pioneers 13-7 in the second quarter after being outscored 12-7 in that first quarter. Streaks will have the basketball to start the second half. They'll come out with the same five that started: Lauren Livingston, Grace Nelson, Caden Slidick, Abby Davidson, and Audrey Peck. Some of these girls will be going directly to volleyball after the game Saturday night. I know they've been doing some workouts already and travel right away. Grace Nelson stopped and picked up and was trying to pass around the defender and picked up the pivot foot. 10 turnovers by the Streaks. Just underway second half, 7:54 to play. Streaks with a 20-19 lead. This is Rangel on the dribble, left side. Gives to Holke. Claire Holke now back to Rangel. It's forward. Now Rangel has it. Now to Holke down the left block. Spins, leans in, and a shot blocked by Audrey Peck, and they're going to call the foul. Ooh. I don't know about that. If they called on Audrey, I mean, there might have been body contact with Lauren. Nope, they do call Audrey Peck. That is her second foul. And that's going to put Claire Holke at the free throw line with two shots. Holke with 5 points in the first half on a 3 and a 2. 5'10 freshman, very talented player here for the Pioneers. She's going to be one that the Western Big Six Conference teams are going to have to deal with over the next 3 years after this season. Hits the first free throw. And we are tied at 20, 7:37 to play here in the third quarter. Claire Holke, second shot is up, and it is good. She's got 7 in the game, and Alleman retakes the lead, 21-20. Audrey Peck out high left side, left wing to Cadence Leidick. Now it's Lauren Livingston, top of the key, dribbles left. Looks for help, and over three, Grace Nelson, and the Streaks with another turnover, kind of starting the second half the way we started the ball game. So 11 turnovers for the Streaks, and Alleman with a chance to increase the lead, which is one right now, 21-20. Left wing, Claire Holke with it, guarded by Lauren Livingston, out high to Ford, or Adam. Now it is Schmidt, and Holke missed the easy one inside, and it was Lauren Livingston with a rebound for the Streaks. Now the Streaks turn over again as they overthrew Cadence Leidick, and that is 12 turnovers by the Streaks. 7 minutes to play, third quarter, Streaks trailing 21-20. This is Avery Rangel on the dribble on high right side. Picks up and gets to Nienhaus on the right wing. Kicks out to Schmidt. Now it's Holke on the left wing. Fakes right, goes left to the baseline. Picks up. Nice defense by Lauren Livingston, cutting her off. Now Adam gives to Schmidt. Misses the three. Cadence Leidick with a rebound for the Streaks. Now Grace Nelson gives to Lauren Livingston. Left wing, goes baseline. Stops, picks up. Kicks out high to Audrey Peck. Now between the circles, it's Grace Nelson. Grace dribbles left, gives to Abby Davidson left baseline, kicks out to Audrey Peck. Now it's Grace Nelson, top of the key, dribbles left. Left wing, Lauren Livingston for three, short, rebound comes out long, and Rangel's able to run it down for the Pioneers. Now it's Holke, goes in, splits the defenders, puts it up with left hand, missed it. Adam with the rebound, right back to Holke, put it up, no, but that's going to be the third foul now on Audrey Peck. And it's going to put Claire Holke back at the free throw line. Audrey just got caught a bad place, bad time, as Adam was able to hustle and get the rebound, and before she fell out of bounds, was kind of turned and balancing on one foot, able to get it back to Holke. Puts it up, couldn't hit the shot, but she'll go back to the free throw line with two shots and hits the first. She's 3 for 3. She's got 8 points. Make it 22-20 Alleman. 6:04 to play here in the third quarter as Lily Hudgens checks back in and replaces Cadence Leidick. Claire Holke, 5'10 freshman at the foul line, missed the second one. Lauren Livingston with a rebound for the Streaks. Lauren stops at the free throw line, kicks out to Grace Nelson between the circles. Out high left side, Audrey Peck. Well, maybe Audrey doesn't have three. Coach has got her in there still. Maybe she got one or three. Backdoor pass, Abby Davidson left side from Grace Nelson. Puts up the 5-footer and good. Nice play by the Streaks. Abby's got 4. And the second assist for Grace Nelson. 5:38 to play. We're tied at 22 here in the third quarter. Avery Schmidt out between the circles, looks over the defense and kind of directing some traffic. Finally gets rid of it, gets to Nienhaus. Now it's Adam, gets out high right side to Rangel. Back to Adam, top of the key. Left wing it goes to Nienhaus. Now left baseline is Schmidt. Swings it over to Rangel. She'll fire the three out high right side. Good. Avery Rangel with her first basket of the ball game. Nails a three, make it 25-22. Pioneers, 5:08 to play here in the third quarter. Lily Hudgens boxed up and couldn't get rid of it. Nobody could get open, and it's a 5-second call. 13 turnovers by the Streaks. 4 of them here in the third quarter and just 2 points with 5:04 to play. Trailing 25-22. Rangel will bring it up, met by Lily Hudgens. Brings it across midcourt left side. Now gets it right of the center circle to Nienhaus. Nienhaus on the dribble and overthrew Rangel, and Audrey Peck comes away with a steal to Lily Hudgens down the left side. Tried to pass it around to Abby Davidson. Stolen away, though. 5 turnovers in the quarter by the streaks, and that's the first Alleman turnover here in the second quarter. Now, Lauren Livingston gets the ball away from Rangel somehow, got to Abby Davidson, and what's the call? Nope, Abby traveled. She tried to stop to make the pass, and they say she shuffled the feet. Sixth turnover by the streaks, and this will be the under five timeout. It's been a tough third quarter for the streaks, but they're only down 25-22. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. By Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Lox Roofing and Siding Incorporated. For roofing, siding, windows, gutters, or a complete overhaul, you can tackle all your home projects with one call to Lox Roofing and Siding.
Having bad credit doesn't mean it's the end of the road for you and your car buying journey. In fact, there are many car buyers with bad credit who qualify for financing on both new and used cars through YEM's Credit Acceptance Program. This is Dustin Cardenas, the Cadillac guy at YEM. We partner with many lenders, including Credit Acceptance, to guarantee credit approval. Whether you're on a fixed income, unemployment income, or you have multiple open auto loans or multiple repossessions, stop in soon and give us a chance to help with our Credit Acceptance Program at YEM.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
4:32 to play third quarter. Streaks trail the Pioneers 25-22 coming out of the under five timeout, mask timeout, whatever. Some people calling it a TV timeout even. Well, there is TV now with the streaming. All right, it'll be Pioneers or whose ball is it? Yeah, Pioneers basketball out of the timeout, I believe. Nobody wants to take it. Yeah, finally now Schmidt's going down there to inbound. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. Schmidt to inbound, and it comes to Nienhaus. Now it's Adam. Now Nienhaus gets to Schmidt across midcourt. Left wing to Rangel, fires another three, missed that one. Rebound comes to Nienhaus on the weak side. Came out long, and Nienhaus here to corral it. Now it's Schmidt to Nienhaus out high left side, 4:13 to play here in the third. Alleman with a 25-22 lead. This is Rangel, right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Adam, left wing. Holke fires a three. Good. The freshman Claire Holke, her second three of the ball game. She's got 11 and make it 28-22 Pioneers with under 4 minutes to play in the quarter. Grace Nelson dribbles to the left elbow, now gets in the paint and gets bumped by Holke, but they're going to call it on the floor before she tried to get the shot up, and that, I believe, is the second foul on Claire Holke. As Caden Slidek and Kiara Kilgore will check back in, they'll replace Abby Davidson and Lily Hudgens. Grace Nelson inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. Looking, finally gets it into Lauren Livingston in the left corner. Now, top of the key, Caden Slidek. Back to Lauren Livingston on the left wing. Goes baseline, pulls up with a 12-footer, too strong. Rebound comes away to Holke for Alleman. 3:35 to play third quarter. Schmidt fires a 19-footer right side, missed it. Rebound tapped around, and now we're going to have a reach called on whom? Rangel? I'm not sure. Must be. They're walking the other way as the ball was kind of getting tapped around. Nobody could. Oh, no. They called Nienhaus. I didn't even think she was in the neighborhood. I thought Rangel was the only one there, so Nienhaus picks up her second foul. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Kiara Kilgore triggers. Grace Nelson will bring it across. Stops in the center circle. Gets out high left side to Kiara Kilgore. Penetrates and gets it over to Cadence Lydic right wing. Cadence picks up and gets knocked away. Nope, she can be called with a double dribble. She faked the pass and the ball slipped out of her hands and ended up getting a dribble out of it. And that is a double dribble. So the Streaks turn it over for the seventh time in the third quarter. 16 turnovers for the ball game. Streaks trailing 28-22, 3:10 to play here in quarter number three. This is Rangel out high right side. It goes to Rouse in the ball game. Now Rangel left baseline. It's the freshman Holke, and now gets it back out to Rangel. She fires another three, and it's up and in. Avery Rangel with her second of the quarter, second of the game, 31-22 Pioneers. Kara Kilgore for three, top of the key. Oh, right on target, a little bit short. And the rebound, Lauren Livingston puts it up, can't hit, but gets knocked to the floor. So Lauren We'll go to the free throw line. The foul goes against Claire Holke. Well, I don't know if that's her second or third. I have her for three. I think the PA guy just said it was her second. But Lauren Livingston got the offensive rebound and could get the shot to fall, but she'll go to the free throw line with two. Got knocked to the floor on that attempt. First free throw is up, and it is good. Capri Ferguson back in. She will replace Grace Nelson. 2:39 to play here in the third quarter. Streets trail 31-23. Second shot for Lauren is up. Missed it. Rebound comes out long. Run down by Schmidt for Alleman. It's to Rouse. Down court it goes to Nienhaus down the left side. Puts it up. Oh, can't hit. And Capri Ferguson's going to pick up the foul. Kind of bumped her a little bit there, but that's going to put Annabelle Nienhaus at the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. So Capri Ferguson, a 5'7 sophomore in for the Streaks, wearing number 20 at the varsity level. As Nienhaus misses the first, she wears number 14 at the sophomore level. And Coach was saying, you know, if it, in a normal year, he probably would have had some of these sophomore girls up here sooner, including Capri, but just decided, you know what, last week of the season, let's go ahead and do it. And he's done that as the second free throw is up and good by Nienhaus. Make it 32-23, our first palindrome score. Now the ball gets knocked away. Capri able to get it back. 32-23. Well, a few palindromes this season. Cadence Leidick with it, right baseline. Gets to Audrey Peck, and a push is going to be called on somebody. If it's Holke, I think that'll be her third now. Nope, it's going to go against Nienhaus. That's three on Annabelle Nienhaus now. So foul trouble could affect the Pioneers here. 2:19 to play in the third, and quickly she's going to go to the bench. And Avery Rangel back in for the Pioneers. 2:19 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 32-23. Lauren Livingston to inbound from the right sideline. Gets into the backcourt to Capri Ferguson. She'll bring it across for the Streaks. Dribbles right. It's Audrey Peck on the right wing. Now to Kiara Kilgore, top of the key. Capri Ferguson. Nice look underneath to Audrey Peck. Gets pushed away from the basket. No call. Couldn't hit the shot. Wow. She's gotten fouled I don't know how many times shooting the ball tonight and only gotten one call. This is Holke. Top of the key. It goes to Schmidt with under 2 minutes to play in the quarter. 32-23 Alleman. Left or right wing. This is Rouse. And a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri down court left side. Lays it up, can't hit, rebound Audrey Peck, and they're going to call it on the floor. She put the ball up and in, but got fouled going after the rebound. And this is going to go against Holke. Is this her third now? Yeah, that is her third foul now. So Holke with three fouls, and Nienhaus with three fouls. As Grace Nelson checks back in, as does Abby Davidson. And Coach Ford wanted to make a substitution. Holke's still in there. I don't know if he was trying to get her out or not, but they're not letting her come in. Grace Nelson bounces for Lauren Livingston on the left block. Can't hit, but she's fouled by Rouse. And that's going to be, I believe, the first on Rouse. I'm not sure how many team fouls now. Six team foul now on Pioneers, and Lauren's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. And from here on out, the Streaks will be shooting free throws. First one up and good for Lauren Livingston. She got 11 in the game. And it'll be Fernandez back in, and she'll replace Holke, who's got three fouls. 32-24, Streaks trail with 1:42 to play in the third quarter. Lauren Livingston at the free throw line. Second shot is up, and missed that one. Rebound tapped around, and coming away with it is Schmidt for the Pioneers. Off to Rangel. Rangel brings it down the right side, pulls it back out between the circles, working against Lily Hudgens, who's back in. Lily tapped the ball away. Rangel able to get it back. Now looks for help and gets to Fernandez out high on the right side. Back to Rangel left of the center circle. 1:24 to play. This is Schmidt on the right wing. Top of the key goes to Adam. Now left wing. It's Rangel. Down the left block. Pass knocked away by Abby Davidson. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll go back to the Pioneers. Good defense by Abby. Got around and fronted on Schmidt. And the Pioneers will inbound with 1:15 to play here in the third quarter. Rangel looking to get it in, and Grace Nelson nearly stole it away. Now the ball gets loose, goes to the floor. Grace fighting after it, and well, if they called the jump ball, finally, when Grace went up for the ball, she got pushed from behind and then got pushed to the floor. And I honestly thought when she went to the floor that the ball was actually out of bounds, but they're going to call the jump ball, and it's going to go back to the Pioneers anyway. Schmidt inbound from the left sideline, and it comes to Rouse. Now to Rangel out high on the right side. 108 to play in the quarter. Now it's Rouse out high left side. Back to Schmidt, or Rangel between the circles. Right wing to Schmidt. Avery Schmidt, Avery Rangel. Two Averys. Now top of the key at Sophie Fernandez. Picks it up, looking for help. Gets to Rangel. She'll bring it back out near the center circle with 52 seconds to play in the quarter. Rangel dribbles left. Now back to the right. Gets to Fernandez right wing with 46. Now over to the left side, it goes to Rouse on the wing with 43. Top of the key, it's Adam. Now it's Rangel. Good defense by the Streaks. 37 to play. Rangel on the dribble, nearly lost the handle. Got it off to Rouse on the left wing with 33. Top of the key, it's Schmidt with 30. Looks over the defense, dribbles right to the free throw line. Pulls it back out. Top of the key, gets to Rangel out high left side with 24. Rangel dribbles right, stops on the wing, picks up with 19. Now it's Fernandez with 17, lost a handle. Now it's knocked away by Lauren Livingston, goes to the floor. Fernandez gets it back, drives right baseline, throws the other side to the left baseline for Rangel with 9 to play. Rangel underneath the goes, pass knocked away by Kiara Kilgore. Adam comes up with a 3 seconds to play. Now Schmidt gets it back, pulls up the 15-footer, can't hit. Rebound falls out of bounds at the buzzer. Good defensive stand by the Galesburg Silver Streaks to wrap up the third quarter, but the Streaks trail heading into the final minutes. It's Alleman 32, Galesburg 24. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Gah! What happened with Wentworth's collision repair? I told him you better call Dave's. Dave's Auto Body, but that repair looks like a Hollywood actor with bad Botox and a weird facelift. Dave's doesn't jink around with cheap knockoffs. They restore to factory specs, and his techs get continuing primo training. And Dave's lifetime warranty beats the boogers out of the wannabe Dave shops. Hey, kids, here comes Wentworth again.
Dave's Auto Body.
Now try not to stare.
You better call Dave.
Hey, Wentworth, are you crying?
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School, Tom Meredith. Glad to have you along tonight. Streaks trailing the Alleman Pioneers 32-24. Galesburg got outscored 13-4 in that third quarter, but not out of it as of yet. Biggest problem, Streaks with just 4 points and seven turnovers in the third. Sophomores a big win here tonight, 46-15. Over the Pioneers. All right, it'll be Streaks basketball to start the final 8 minutes. Lauren Livingston, Grace Nelson, Audrey Peck, Abby Davidson, Caden Slidick back in for the Streaks. Grace Nelson bounces for Audrey Peck. Now left wing goes to Lauren Livingston. Lauren puts on the floor, goes to the free throw line to Abby Davidson between the circles. Out high right side, Grace Nelson. Grace dribbles left. Now to Audrey Peck. Backdoor pass to Abby Davidson. Knocked away. Caden Slidick runs it down on the left wing. Back out high to Grace Nelson, left to the center circle. Now Lauren Livingston left wing for three. Short. Rebound bounces and bounces again. Now it comes down to Abby Davidson. Kicks out to Grace Nelson. Penetrates. Runner in the paint is up. No good. Rebound off the hands of Audrey Peck, and it's going to go back to the Pioneers. Treat's got a couple of good looks at it. Not able to score. They'll pick up with full court pressure. Abby Davidson up playing the ball. And it comes to Adam. Now back to Nienhaus. Not across yet. They finally get it across to Holke. Now it's Schmidt with it. Between the circles. Schmidt on the dribble. Out high left side to Holke. Now it's Nienhaus. Right wing goes to Rangel. Back to Nienhaus. Top of the key. Left wing to Schmidt. Nice defense away from the ball by Lauren Livingston on the freshman Holke as they were trying to get her to her posted up. And Lauren kind of pushing her out of the lane there or off the block. Now it's Schmidt. Top of the key. Under 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 32-24. I don't know if Holloman's purposely trying to run this much time off the clock. I think it's in large part due to the Streaks' defense. Rangel on the dribble. Right wing gives to Adam. Now back out high to Holke. Fires a 15-footer straight on. No good. Rebound Cadence Leidick for the Streaks. Cadence on the run. Goes to the right wing. Goes to Audrey Peck. Top of the key. Left wing Grace Nelson. Looks over the defense. Top of the key. Lauren Livingston for three, in and out and back in. Three-pointer Lauren Livingston, her third of the game. She's got 14 and make it 32-27. Rangel breaks this full-court pressure. Now Holke, three-pointer left wing is no good. Rebound Audrey Peck. Back the other way. Streaks can cut into it. Lauren, left wing, tap of the key. Audrey Peck, right wing is Graydon's Nelson. Down on the right block, Abby Davidson turns, fires a 10-footer. Good! Abby Davidson. On the pass from Grace Nelson, And make it 32-29. Streaks down by three with 5:44 to play in the ballgame. Full court pressure, and the Pioneers nearly turn it over. Actually, they do, as Holke had to try to save it inbounds, and it went right into the hands of Grace Nelson. Right baseline, Cadence Leidick with an 18-footer. Good! Cadence does not shoot near enough. She's passed up some shots tonight and hit that one. And Steve Ford wants a timeout. He'll take a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:31 to play in the ballgame. It's Alleman 32, Galesburg 31. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free, four times per year, for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
5:31 to play the ball game. Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing Alleman Pioneers 32-31. They were down 24 to start the fourth quarter. Galesburg High boys at halftime leading the Alleman Pioneers. Streaks having their way so far. Galesburg up 32-10 over Alleman at the field house. So these two teams, boys and girls, will meet again on Saturday night. All right, Alleman will try to bring it the length of the court. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. Abby Davidson up playing the ball. And it comes to Rouse, knocked away by Cadence Light. The ball goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up, and the possession arrow is going to point out. It goes back to the Pioneers. That was a pretty quick blow on the whistle for the jump ball, but it goes back to Alleman. So the Streaks will pressure once again, and it comes to Adam. Pass stolen by Abby Davidson, but her pass to Cadence Leidick stolen away, so the teams exchange turnovers. Quickly back the other way. Rangel lays it up on the right side, up and in for the Pioneers. So make it 34-31. Cadence Leidick right wing to Audrey Peck, top of the key left wing. Grace Nelson thought about the three. Kicks out to Lauren Livens, the top of the key for three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound, looks like we're going to have another tie-up. Nope, Adam finally comes away with it for Alleman. So Abby Davidson with the nice steal, but then her pass was stolen away. This is Holke down on the right block. Turn, spins, puts it up off the glass and in. That was a good move by the freshman Holke, because that was good defense by Abby Davidson, honestly, and she just got it up and over her. Put it up and in. Now it's 36-31. Pioneers 4:33 to play in the ballgame. Grace Nelson out near the center circle. Dribbles left. Gives to Audrey Peck out high left side. Now to Abby Davidson out high on the right side. Abby to Lauren Livingston on the right wing. Now Grace Nelson between the circles. To Audrey Peck. Top of the key out high right side to Abby Davidson. Tried to go back door to Grace Nelson. The Streaks turn it over though. This is Schmidt with it, left wing. Kicks out to Nienhaus. Now back to Schmidt, top of the key with under 4 minutes to play. Streaks trailing 36-31. Right wing it goes to Holke. Back to Rangel now, left side. Top of the key, it's Adam. Back to Rangel out high, left side, dribbles right. Gives to Schmidt on the right wing. Back to Rangel with 3:37 to play. Well, if they are working clock, it's effective, running it down with a lead. But I'm not sure if that's exactly what they're doing. And now Coach Steve Ford calls the timeout, so that makes me question whether they actually were doing that or not. So this is a 30-second timeout with 3:29 to play. Streaks trailing 36-31. Again, the Galesburg High boys were up at halftime. Why don't we pull that score up again? I believe it was 32 or 33-10. Let's see. Let me pull it up here. Let's see. So the streak, the boys, 32-10 at halftime. The streaks were up and leading the Alleman Pioneers. All right, 3:29 to play here. Streaks, after cutting it to one, now trail 36-31. And it'll be Alleman basketball out of the timeout. Streaks are going to have to get some good pressure defensively, which they've done throughout this game. And Alleman looked like that time they were having a little bit of trouble trying to get into their set. So Steve Ford called a timeout. So, yeah, well, they said it. They indicated a 30, but this was a full timeout. Okay. Yeah, I saw the assistant coach say, because Coach Ford initially said a full, but then I thought the assistant had checked with the scorer, and he indicated a 30. So I'm not sure. Well, maybe we haven't had our under five timeout in the fourth quarter. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's what this one is, why it's so long. Well, nonetheless, the Pioneers will have the basketball to start or to come back out of the timeout. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games. You're going to want to check this vehicle out. This second time I think we've had this one out. We were in it, I think it was Saturday night. We got a chance to drive this really nice 2019 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima SV. Absolutely loaded, really, really nice vehicle. You're going to want to check this vehicle out. It'll be there on the lot for you to check tomorrow. Great price. And certified pre-owned means you can buy it with peace of mind. It's free. This warranty doesn't cost you anything, and it covers a whole bunch of stuff. Check it out. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. All right, Pioneers with the ball. Capri Ferguson, Kiara Kilgore, Caden Slidek, Audrey Peckmore, and Livingston in for the Streaks. Schmidt inbound, and it comes to Rangel out near midcourt right side. Rangel on the dribble against Caden Slidek. Left wing, it goes to Rouse. Now it's out high to Schmidt, top of the key with 3:18 to play. Schmidt down the right side lane. Runner is up short, and the rebound, Kiara Kilgore. Good defense by Kiara. Gets knocked away. Now she gets back to Capri Ferguson. Now a whistle. What's the deal? Now, this is the 30-second timeout called by Coach Massey. Well, I wasn't sure because the official who blew the whistle for the timeout, he pointed where the ball was going to be taken out of bounds first rather than indicating the timeout. So 3:09 to play here in the ball game. Streaks trail 36-31. So good defense by Kiara Kilgore that last time down, as Schmidt was forced to kind of put up an off-balance runner. Kiara came down with a rebound, so we'll take it back the other way. Streaks will have it at midcourt out of the timeout. And I'm assuming Coach Massey just wanted to call a specific set play to try to get a good open look. Streaks just need a basket at this point. Trailing 36-31, 3:09 to play. Lauren Livingston to inbound on the right sideline. And it comes to Grace Nelson, dribbles left. Out it goes to Kiara Kilgore. She'll dribble right, top of the key. Now back to Grace Nelson. Coach Massey yelling out some instructions. Now it's Kiara Kilgore, the left wing to Caden Slidek. Now Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Thought about the three. Now dribbles left. Gets a pick from Audrey. Now over the top to Audrey Peck. Down on the right block. Lost the handle. Has to run it down the baseline. Right back to Lauren. Up off the glass. Ooh, missed it too hard. Lauren with the rebound. Ooh, she went down hard. Oh, got called for the travel. Who was it? It was Nienhaus went down with her, and Lauren got called for the travel coming down, so the Streaks turn it over. That is their 10th and a half, 19 for the game. 2:39 to play. This is Schmidt to Nienhaus. Now left wing, it goes to Rangel. 2:30 to play. Rangel on the dribble out, left to the center circle. Back the other way. Bounces for Nienhaus on the left wing with 2:25. Nienhaus, and now Grace Nelson is going to be called for a foul. Was up. She was playing up tight on her. Not a bad foul. That's going to be just the first on Grace Nelson. I didn't hear him say how many team fouls that was, but I don't think we're anywhere close to them being at the free throw line. 2:22 to play. Nienhaus inbounds to Schmidt. Out near midcourt, left side. Goes behind the back to the left elbow. Picks up. Gives back out to Nienhaus. Nienhaus nearly carried it. Now gives left wing to Holke. Holke fakes right. Goes left. Baseline. Up off the glass. Too strong. Rebound. Tapped away from Kara Kilgore. It looked like Adam went over her back. Now it's Rangel. Kicks out to Schmidt. And the Streaks and Coach Massey saying foul. And Audrey Peck comes out. Maybe he didn't say foul, just to get out on her. Oh, she is fouling her, and the officials aren't calling it. And now, I guess Coach Massey wanted to carry. So Coach Ford calls a timeout with 1:47 to play. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Alleman 36, Galesburg 31. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
The more you love someone, the more it hurts to lose them. So as much as we deal with the sadness and grief that comes with loss, we also get the privilege of seeing so much love.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
One of the best parts of what we do is hearing the wonderful stories that families share with us.
And if we can take those memories and create a farewell that encompasses all the love and joy and happiness they were a part of,
then we've done our job.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
1:47 to play in the ball game. Streets trail 36-31. Alamo with the basketball out of the timeout. It'll be Schmidt inbound out near midcourt from the sideline. And a steal by Cadence Leidick. Cadence down the right side, lays it up and in. Make it 36-33 with 1:42 to play. Full court pressure. Wrangle. And now a steal by Lauren Livingston. Puts it up and in. Streaks trail by 1:36-35. 1:30 to play. Schmidt in the backcourt. So you got to write down Cadence Leidick's basket. Oh, there it is. I got it there. All right, 36-35, 1:25 to play. So this is Schmidt with the ball. Lauren Livingston with a near steal. Schmidt was just dribbling with the right hand. I thought Lauren was going to have a chance. Oh, my gosh. So Lauren and Audrey are out there. Both had their hands on her. Lauren kind of touched her arm, and that foul gets called. And that is her second foul. Not yet over the limit, so 1:18 to play. Stops the clock. Streaks trail 36-35. Schmidt inbound from in front of the scorer's table on the right side. And it comes to Adam. Now it's Niehenhaus, and she might have put the shoulder into Lauren Livingston, but Lauren gets called for the foul. That's her third now. And still not over the limit. That's the 16th foul on the streak. So from here on out, Alleman will go to the free throw line. 1:14 to play. Inbound comes to Niehenhaus on the left wing and nearly got tied up. Ball goes to the floor. Oh, Niehenhaus somehow got it off to Adam. I don't know how it wasn't a travel. Now we're going to have a reach called on who? Either Lauren or Kiara. Goes against Kiara Kilgore. That's going to be her second foul. And that's going to put Caroline Adam at the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. She has not scored in the ball game. Boy, she went to the floor. I'm not sure how there was not a travel call on that one. But she was able to get the pass off. And 1:08 to play. Even if she makes both, Streaks still can tie it with one possession. Missed it, though, and the rebound comes down. It didn't hit anything. So it's going to go to the Streaks. Yeah, it came into the hands of Kiara Kilgore, but didn't hit anything on that shot. So we'll take it back the other way. 1:07 to play. Here we go. Streaks with a chance to take the lead or win the ball game. And now Coach Massey calls a timeout with 1:02 to play. So 62 seconds to play. I'm guessing that Coach Massey will try to work for one shot here. We'll see. We'll see what he does. But we'll keep it right here for the final 62 seconds. Streaks trail 36-35. And they will have the basketball on their end of the court on the sideline. So Coach drawing something up. Coach Ford trying to get his defense set for the Pioneers. Galesburg High boys were up big at halftime over Alleman, 32-10. And again, Saturday night, Streaks boys and girls will take on these same Alleman teams. The boys up here at Don Morris Gym, the girls back at the field house. Friday night, the girls take on Rock Island at home. And the boys will be up at Rocky's Fieldhouse on Friday night. All right, so 1:02 to play, Streets Trail 36-35. They'll have the ball coming out of the full timeout. See what Coach Massey has drawn up. Coach still some extra instructions as Alleman makes their way back out. Grace Nelson, Kiara Kilgore, Cadence Leidick, Audrey Peck, and Lauren Livingston in for the Streaks. And it comes in the backcourt to Grace Nelson. Grace on the dribble. Here's to Kiara Kilgore out between the circles. 57 to play. Now it's Caden Slidick out high left side. Picks up. Bounces for Lauren Livingston left of the center circle with 51. Lauren dribbles right. Stops on the right wing. Gives to Grace Nelson right baseline outside the three-point arc. Brings it back out with 44 to play. Grace on the dribble. Kiara Kilgore on high left side. Drives left baseline. Leans in. Puts it up. No, but she's fouled. Kiara Kilgore is going to go to the free throw line with two shots. The foul goes against Claire Holke. That is her fourth foul, and that puts Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line with two shots with 38.1 seconds left. She can tie or possibly give the Streaks the lead. First shot missed it, but she can still tie it with the second one. Kiara Kilgore, the freshman. Second shot is up and good. We are tied. 38.1 to play. With the inbound to Adams, she had her back turned. They all yelled, and she was able to pick it up. So we're tied at 36, 31 seconds to play. Near steal by Kiara Kilgore. This is Schmidt on the dribble out near midcourt. Now gets it off to Rangel out high right side with 23 to play. Now it's Adam, top of the key. Gets it down on the left block to Holke. Missed the shot. Rebound, Audrey Peck. And, boy, Holke all over and no call. Now the outlet. It's Caden Slidek, right wing with 12. To Lauren Livingston, step back. Fires a three with 9. In and out, no good. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Oh, don't tell me they're going to call that on Audrey. Nope, it's going to go against... Oh, it's going to go against Alma. I was hoping they weren't going to call Audrey. Is Audrey going to go to the free throw line? Or I'm not sure where we're at. Is it a one and done? Oh, that's on Holke. That's her fifth foul. So Holke, that's one of their main options offensively. She has fouled out of the ball game. So Audrey Peck's going to go to the free throw line. And I don't know if this is going to be a two-shot foul or if this is a one and bonus. Because she wasn't, from what I could see, wasn't in the motion of shooting. She had brought the rebound down. So Holke is disqualified. Audrey Peck will be at the free throw line, and it's a one and bonus, so Audrey Peck a chance to give the Streaks the lead with 6.8 seconds to play. First shot is up, and good! Streaks lead 37-36. Audrey Peck, the senior, at the free throw line. Here's the second. It is up, and it is good! Streaks lead 38-36. 6 seconds to play. This is Schmidt, top of the key, dribbles right, puts up a 15-footer at the buzzer off the front of the iron, and the Streaks come out with a win here tonight. 38-36, the final score as they defeat the Alleman Pioneers. Boy, what a hard-fought game. And Audrey Peck with a couple of free throws to give the Streaks the lead, and I know some upset girls for Alleman. They thought they had this one in the bag, and it kind of looked like they did, but the Streaks come out with a win here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 38, Alleman 36. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll name our Dave Zolotti Crunch Time Player of the Game, run down our post-game stats as well. Streaks win it here tonight 38-36. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on the Laser has been brought to you in part by
Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg. Celebrating life's legacy. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center, tackling the centuries-old mystery of the candy heart.
Not only are they an acquired taste, but those sappy quotes.
I say we change them. Instead of be mine, how about marry rich?
It's hard to see the romance when your car has been damaged in an accident.
But when you bring it into Bates, that's when we show you the love.
And return your car to you as quickly as possible with a factory-perfect repair guaranteed.
You gotta love that.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Home ownership is one big to-do list unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys guys know how to give a room a facelift. And if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The forecast from the Laser, a chance of showers overnight tonight, a low of 56. Breezy tomorrow with a chance of showers, wind gusts near 40 miles an hour, high of 68. Breezy with a chance of rain tomorrow night, a low of 50. Showers before noon Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, a high of 59. Right now it's 58 at Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, the Laser.
With final stats to Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streak's head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL sports coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show, brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks girls basketball from WGIL Sports on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Don Morris Gym, Tom Meredith, glad to have you along. Streaks come out with a win 38-36. They outscored Alleman 14-4 in that fourth quarter. Joining us here, post-game Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, first off, congratulations on the win. It was a hard-fought one tonight. They came to play. And
the problem for us right now is points are hard to get. We don't get, lots of easy ones. But I thought we ran well. And I also thought, we ended up in the fourth quarter there. They never gave up. And what happened was they defensively, they did a good job. We're down five with a minute 40 to go. And they came up and pressured. And, we got some fouls, but we had fouls to give there in that situation and things. So it was a positive. I thought Cadence, a huge steal there down the stretch. Obviously, Key, the free throw to tie the game there. And then Audrey knocks both of them down to end up seal the win that way and stuff. But it's good. They end up in a situation where defensively we did so many good things. But as I said, offensively, it's that part of Alleman, too. It's just hard to score points. And they stayed disciplined in what they did and positive that way. So excited for him.
Yeah, struggled a little bit with the turnovers tonight, but still you were able to, like you said, you're able to get some positives. There at times it seemed like, okay, the lid's going to come off now. Lauren gets a three to fall or this or that. But, like I said, just the points were hard to come by. But I thought defensively overall, they got away for a couple easy ones. But overall, I thought you guys defended them pretty well. The freshman girl down here, I think it was in the third quarter when they made that bit of the run. I think Abby defended her well. She just got the shot up over the top and put it in. But I think pretty much all their shots were contested, though.
Yeah, and to a credit to Alleman, we had the size on them, but they defended us well, and they rebounded and were physical inside, too, with it. But, I thought, Grace makes a nice difference where pushes the ball. There's some things in the half court where we struggled with it, but she pushed it and got it up the floor, and Cadence gets out in the break so well. And if we had a full season, she would just, her development would be great. That she knocked a shot down and did the other. I thought second game in a row that Audrey has been so active on the boards of getting there and doing a nice job. So a good win for us, and we're going to follow the Coach Reynolds lead and go get some ice cream now.
Yeah, so I had Audrey with 10 rebounds. You may have had even more than that. That's what I had. But you mentioned Cadence. It seems like at times she doesn't want to pull the trigger on that shot, but she can knock it down.
She can, yeah. And, for her, she understands that, a lot of times in the break she's getting the first touch. And so it's like sometimes of running it through and seeing if when we reverse it we can get a layup inside. And so sometimes hesitates that way. But, she's going to get better and better in what she did. I thought the anticipation on the sideline play, it was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. I'll let you go get your ice cream. We'll talk with you on Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot for covering us.
Absolutely. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks win it here tonight by a final of 38-36 over the Alleman Pioneers. We'll take another timeout, come back, and run down our stats. Also coming up, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streets win at 38-36. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Tricia and Mark Thomas discuss why it truly is the greatest kindness to pre-plan for your family.
On top of the difficulty of just navigating the early days of grief, loved ones have to try to determine what the person they've just lost would have wanted.
It can be overwhelming, to say the least.
At Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, we offer pre-planning services that will ease the burden on your family members in the wake of your passing.
Just because you pre-plan doesn't mean you have to prepay.
Pre-plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe in making room for everybody. We do that in person at 120 North Kellogg Street, where we have two different Sunday morning services, classes for all ages, children and youth ministry every week in safe ways. We also do that at firstumcgalesburg.org with worship services and other online opportunities to connect with God and others. Whoever you are, join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or at 10:30 or anytime at firstumcgalesburg.org.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Don Moore's Gym, Alleman High School, the Galesburg Silver Streaks come out with a win tonight. Hard-fought win, 38-36 over the Alleman Pioneers. And, I see, this is why it's hard for me without Eric here, because I'm adding up my total scores. I'm missing a basket for us and 3 points for them. So here's what I have. It was Lauren Livingston leading the way scoring-wise for the Streaks with 16 points. Three three-pointers, a couple of twos, 3 for 6 from the free-throw line. 9 points for Audrey Peck, 3 baskets, 3 for 5 from the free-throw line, and those last two were the biggies at both ends of the 1-1 to give the Streaks a 2-point lead. 6 for Abby Davidson on 3 baskets, 2 points for Cadence Leidick on a huge basket in the fourth quarter down the stretch. 3 points for Kiara Kilgore on a basket, 1 for 2 from the free-throw line, that in the fourth quarter, and that one free-throw is the one that tied the game for the Streaks. Galesburg, 7 for 12 from the line, 3 three-pointers in the game. Alleman led by their freshman, Claire Holke, 13 points, a couple of twos, a couple of threes, and 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 9 points for Avery Schmidt. Those all came in the first half, 4 baskets and 1 for 1 from the free throw line. 6 points for Annabelle Nienhaus on a three-pointer and 3 for 5 from the line. 6 points for Avery Rangel on a couple of three-pointers in the third quarter. They hit 5 threes, 7 for 12 from the free-throw line. Some other individual stats, I don't know how close I am, but did what I could. Grace with 3 assists in the ball game. Audrey Peck to go along with the 9 points, 10 rebounds. She, five of those offensive, 5 defensive, a couple of steals, and 1 block shot. Lauren Livingston, a couple of rebounds and a steal. Kiara Kilgore with 3 rebounds. Cadence Leidick, a couple of rebounds, a couple of assists, and 2 steals in the ball game. A couple of steals for Abby Davidson as well. Of course, the big steal, Cadence Leidick, the big one that got the ball back for the Streaks, and they're able to go on for the win. Streaks finished the game with 19 turnovers, obviously more than Coach Massey would like to see. For Alleman, they finished the game with 14. Held on to the ball pretty well in the second half. Streaks, and that was their struggle in the third quarter, was the turnovers, and only they got outscored 13-4, but then they turned around and outscored Alleman, 14-4 in that final quarter, and come out with a win. So the Streaks win it here tonight, 38-36. They're now 11-5 on the season and 7-5 in the Western Big Six Conference. They'll see this team again on Saturday night. They'll see the Alleman Pioneer, the Rock Island Rocks on Friday night. All right, we'll take our final timeout and come back with our final order of business. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh. Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better call Dave.
They deserve 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift. And if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks win it here tonight, 38-36, the final score. And they move to 11-5 on the season, 7-5 in the Western Big Six Conference. All right, our final order of business tonight is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, you know, this is one of the few times where we had an actual crunch time, and there's a couple of different ways we can go with this. So I got to figure that one out. Let's see. So Audrey Peck, of course, hit the two big free throws at the end of the ball game and had 9 points, 10 rebounds, a couple of steals, a blocked shot. I think the big thing, that it was really the defense that did it for the Streaks in that fourth quarter. As Coach Massey said, the offense has been kind of hard to come by, and the defense is kind of what carried them tonight. So we're going to go with the junior, Cadence Leidick. She had the big steal that got the Streaks the ball to be able to tie it up and then take the lead as well. So Cadence Leidick, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave. Streaks won at 38-36. Friday night, we'll take on the Rock Island Rocks at the Fieldhouse back home, and we'll wrap up the season on Saturday night back at the Fieldhouse when we take on these same Alleman Pioneers. Streaks won at 38-36. Sophomores a 46-15 winner, thanks to our studio engineer, Will Stevenson. Tom Erter saying good night from Alleman High School.
WGIL Sports thanks you for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.